Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I assist you with today?
Ma'am, I am actually still on hold with someone from your company who's transferred me over to a financial place, and I've been on hold for 10 minutes. I was just going over my bank statement, and I noticed a charge, and this number is attached to that charge. And I did not make any purchase. So I was wondering what it is I supposedly purchased from this.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
It's 24541.
Thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Christy Curtis.
Okay, Ms. Curtis, can you verify your shipping address, please?
316 Parkway Drive, Danville, Virginia, 24541.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Now, just to let you know, this purchase was back in June.
Mm-hmm.
I've had another false or fraudulent purchase on my account, which I am closing due to being hacked, I guess. So this was back in June.
Okay.
The 21st, I believe.
No problem. I'm just waiting for the account to load to see what's going on with the charge.
It's like a $56 and some change, and I did not make that purchase on whatever it is.
Okay, so I see you called in. We called in today about the charge. Just in, you were transferring to fraud and you were still on hold.
Yes.
Yes, I see. About the KitchenAid, that sweepstakes that was entered on May 19th.
I did not. You said a survey?
Sweepstakes. It would have been a survey online that you saw for a KitchenAid May 19th, and it would have said pay like $1 to $5 or $1 to $7 for shipping for it that you wanted, either a blender, a mixer, ice maker.
No, ma'am. I do not do online sweepstakes or surveys or things because they're normally scams.
Okay. Well, since your account is already canceled, I refunded that $39.99 back to you, so you'll see that back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
No, ma'am. It was $56, if I'm not mistaken. Let me pull up my account real quick.
So the last charge was $39.99. The charge before that was $56.95. Give me 1 second.
Because now I called the number that's attached to that $39.99 yesterday, and that was no longer in service. It's a totally different number.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, I refunded that, but give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so since I've already refunded that $39.99, I'm going to then transfer you to our fraud department. I know you said you were on hold, but they're the only ones who can assist you with the rest of those charges. And then did they already give you the cancellation number on the previous call?
No.
You said no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'll give you that cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay.
Hey, that number is C as in Charlie, 261-083-251.
Okay, because now the one in June says it's an amazing apparel. So I don't know like I said, I had purchased clothes off of Amazon. But this was not it, because this was like $56.95 back in June. I don't know where.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, the bank will just put it under the main vendor name instead of the product name. But yeah, I have refunded that $39.99, and for the rest of the charges, the fraud department will assist you with that, and they'll see like what IP address it was purchased on, and then they'll begin their investigation. Well, thanks for calling customer service, ma'am. You could just stay on the line, okay? Okay, have a great day, bro.